This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope for Each Day by Billy Graham. This writing entitled A Living Sacrifice. From Romans 6:13, present yourselves to God as being alive, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. And Billy Graham writes, the Apostle Paul, who is a splendid example of a disciplined Christian, said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If we have given ourselves to Christ, then he has come to live within us, and our bodies are now the temples, the dwelling places of the Holy Spirit. Now we must act worthy of him who lives within us, disciplining both our bodies and minds, so we do not bring dishonor to him. We must pray as Jeremy Taylor once prayed, let my body be a servant of my spirit, and both body and spirit servants of Jesus. Paul knew Christ had sacrificed his body for his salvation, and the only reasonable thing to do in response was to give his body as a living sacrifice to Christ. Let me challenge you to commit your body and your mind to Christ, which is your reasonable service. Thank you. Psalms Now by Leslie Brand. Psalm 91. Those who focus their faith on God, who find their security in Him, do not have to live in fear. They are not left untouched by the tempests of this life, and they may be wounded by the onslaughts of evil, but their great God does not leave them to suffer these things alone. The Lord cares for His own and delivers them even in the midst of the conflicts that plague them. If God is truly your God, you do not have to be afraid of the enemy that threatens or the affliction that lays you low. Men and women all around you may fall, never to rise again, but the Lord is by your side to raise you to your feet and to lead you to ultimate victory. Even the ministering spirits of His invisible world watch over you. They will not let anything hurt you except by God's loving permission and through His eternal concern. Our loving God has promised, "Because my children love me, I will never let them go. I shall feel the pain of their wounds and bear their hurt, and shall transform that which is ugly into that which enriches and blesses. And when they cry out in agony, I shall hear and answer them. I will be close to them and will deliver them, and I will grant them eternal life." Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. She presents these readings. Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And Sarah receives these words in prayer from the Holy Spirit. I have promised to meet all your needs according to my glorious riches. Your deepest, most constant need is for my peace. I have planted peace in the garden of your heart where I live, but there are weeds growing there too. Pride, worry, selfishness, unbelief. I am the gardener, and I am working to rid your heart of those weeds. I do my work in various ways. When you sit quietly with me, I shine the light of my presence directly into your heart. In this heavenly light, peace grows abundantly and weeds shrivel up. I also send trials into your life. When you trust me in the midst of trouble, peace flourishes and weeds die away. Thank me for troublesome situations. The peace they can produce far outweighs the trials that you endure. A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. O God, my Creator and Redeemer, I may not go forth today except Thou dost accompany me with Thy blessing. Let not the vigor and freshness of the morning, or the glow of good health, or the present prosperity of my undertakings deceive me into a false reliance upon my own strength. All these good gifts have come to me from Thee. They were Thine to give, and they are Thine also to curtail. They are not mine to keep. I do but hold them in trust, and only in continued dependence upon Thee, the Giver, can they be worthily enjoyed. Let me put them back into Thine hand, all that Thou hast given me, rededicating to Thy service all the powers of my mind and body, all my worldly goods, all my influence with other men. All these, O Father, are Thine to use as Thou wilt. All these are Thine, O Christ. All these are Thine, O Holy Spirit. Speak Thou in my words today, think in my thoughts, and work in all my deeds. And seeing that it is Thy gracious will to make use even of such weak human instruments in the fulfillment of Thy mighty purpose for the world, let my life today be the channel through which some little portion of Thy divine love and pity may reach the lives that are nearest to my own. In Thy solemn presence, O God, I remember all my friends and neighbors, my fellow townsfolk, and especially the poor within our gates, beseeching Thee that Thou wouldest give me grace, so far as in me lies, to serve them in Thy name. O blessed Jesus, who didst use Thine own most precious life for the redemption of Thy human brethren, giving no thought to ease or pleasure or worldly enrichment, but filling up all Thine hours and days with deeds of self-denying love, give me grace today to follow the road Thou didst first tread, and to Thy name be all the glory and the praise, even unto the end. Amen.